question is not whether or not Democrats and Republicans will find common ground for more reckless spending. The only question is how big the price tag is going to be. That's really all that's left. Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, says he will not support $3.5 trillion in spending. We've got a couple of members of the Democrat Party in the House saying the same thing now, saying it's not even written. I can't vote for something that isn't even written. Gosh, common sense actually appeared to rear its ugly head, which is kind of convenient. Timing's not bad either. Patrick Hedger is vice president of policy at the Taxpayers Alliance. Prior to joining TPA, he has worked as a research fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute Center for Technology and Innovation and worked as director of policy at FreedomWorks. He's been around. Patrick, good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this. These tax increases, first of all, would be stifling. You take the capital gains tax from 20 to 25. You move the top marginal rate to 39.6. You tack on a 3% surcharge for people that are high earners, $5 million plus, just to soak them a little farther. And by the way, those are folks that create jobs and do some other good things in this country every year. The top rate paid by somebody living in New York City, if all these things came true, would be 61.2%. It'd be a bargain at 59.7% in California. But the fact of the matter is, average folks that make significantly less than $5 million a year would all get soaked, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and just this idea that Joe Biden has that he's not going to raise taxes on anybody that's making less than $400,000 a year is ridiculous. I mean, the taxes are going to go up through pass-throughs, right? You're going to have increased prices at the store because the corporate tax is going up, and you're also going to see lower compensation as companies look to tighten their belt to deal with the higher corporate tax rate, and you're going to see companies move offshore. I mean, that's a huge tax on the middle class if you lose your job because the corporate rate in America is not competitive. But as you said, those folks that are paying that surcharge, that are paying that super high rate, the super wealthy, those are job creators, those are innovators, and those are investors that are producing capital and investing it in industries that are creating jobs. And the idea that we're going to treat them like a pack of cigarettes and raise the tax on them is ridiculous.
So the idea is to raise the corporate tax to 26.5% from 21%. It was 28 when Donald Trump and his deal brought it back, brought it from 28 to 21. They want to take it back to 26.5. Manchin says nothing more than 25%. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at Ireland, they're at 12. In other countries around the world, I mean, I guess it's time we're moving to Dublin. And, you know, the beer is not bad, so why not?
Yeah, I'd be with you. I'm Patrick, after all. But
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, companies are going to look at that and say it's worth the cost. There's already a great infrastructure in a lot of these countries. I mean, there's been an economic miracle in Ireland because of what they've done. And they've seen really a 21st century economic renaissance because of their lower corporate tax rate. And look, they figured it out and others have figured it out. And they're willing to be honest with you and say a corporate tax immediately gets passed on to the consumers and the employees of a business through higher prices and lower compensation, respectively. Why would we want to do anything like this? And what's most problematic about this entire package is that, forget the tax rates for a second. The main thing that businesses are looking for is stability, right? Businesses are trying to plan on a 10, 20-year horizon. And when you're constantly changing the tax rates up and down, that makes it very difficult to plan. And we just got through what I hope to be the worst economic situation I'll ever live through. And you're going to rock the boat some more by tinkering with the tax rates and dramatically escalating them in some cases. That is a terrible signal to the economy.
That's a terrible signal to everybody. And the fact of the matter is, you've got, I don't know where you live, Patrick, not Ireland, but I know this. Where I live, restaurants are closed during prime time because they don't have enough servers. Other restaurants and businesses close on the weekends because they don't have enough employees. Every place I go, help wanted, signing bonus, boom, boom, boom. Where did everybody go? I mean, they were here before we got started with this pandemic. Where did everybody go?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think the obvious answer is that we still haven't seen folks come back into the labor market because those extra unemployment benefits that were put in place at the beginning of the pandemic just expired at the beginning of this month. So we'll see what the jobs data is at the end of this month. But you're absolutely right. I mean, a lot of folks have gone on to the government dole instead of gone back into the workforce. And that's super problematic. And all of those costs, those increased labor costs, while that's good for the people that are going in and getting those jobs, I'm happy for them. That cost immediately gets passed on to the consumer, right? That's another inflationary pressure. That's why everything at the grocery store, everything on Amazon costs a little bit more now. And so you also have folks that are moving from higher skilled jobs into lower skilled jobs because they can get the same wage. I mean,
And you mentioned something there. I got to jump in on this because this drives me bananas. You look at California, if you can, and you look at all the different places that you've got the economy booming. Delivery drivers that are doing work for themselves, creating their own little entity, their own little LLC, their own little pass-through corporation to be a delivery driver for name your company. They're delivering groceries. They're delivering, you know, packages for Amazon. Deliver. These are great places, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers. And the government wants to come in and regulate all of that, tell the companies if you have these people, they're employees, you have to pay health insurance for all of them, or they want to force them into, you know, unionizing and all these other things. These people don't want any of that. They just want to be able to get in their car, go work for 3 or 4 hours, pick some people up, make some spending cash for the day, and move on. And the government's in there interfering every step of the way, and it drives me bananas. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so something that we're working on at our organization is we're trying to put pressure on folks to raise the alarm about David Weil, this guy that's been nominated for the Department of Labor, who would look to try and institute the PRO Act, which is what came out of the federal version of California's AB5, which is what you're talking about, which is trying to basically eliminate independent contractors. He's the guy that would do this at the Department of Labor through regulatory fiat. And so we're hoping senators will vote against him. But you're absolutely right. These are good jobs, and they're good jobs because you don't have a boss telling you when you have to be on the clock. And there's dignity in any job where somebody's willing to pay you to do something. There's dignity in that work. And so I'm sick and tired of hearing folks, particularly on the left, insult Americans that want that economic flexibility, especially at a time when folks aren't comfortable going into traditional offices or traditional workplaces. What could be safer than being a delivery driver, essentially, at a time when you have a global pandemic? So stop insulting these people, and let's embrace the economic flexibility that comes with these independent contractors.
Exactly right. But here's the problem. Those on the left hate small business, hate independent contractors, because these people have the nerve to think they can operate without government's help, without being having their hand held and walk through life. They believe they can operate on their own and hire employees and be innovative on their own and create their own income and their own revenue streams, which they do. I do. Lots of people do. You create your own business, and that's what you do. That's why they're hated. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, and they also don't pay union dues, so that's a... That's all right. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I think this is the future of work. And who wouldn't want the economic flexibility that comes with saying, I can be an Uber driver, I can be a delivery driver literally anywhere in the country. So I don't have to pay punitive taxes in California. I can move to Arizona. So the Democrats, they hate that too.
All right. Patrick, greatly appreciate you being here. We'll have you back soon because this battle is not going away. We have to defend ourselves out here. Vice President, policy at the Taxpayer Protection Alliance, Patrick Hedger, thank you so much. Quick break now. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected. by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.